Deuteronomy chapter 32 and starting with verse 9. For the Lord's portion is his people. Jacob is the lot of his inheritance. He found him in a desert land. Everybody said a desert land. Found him in a desert land. He found us in a desert land. And in the waste howling wilderness, he led him about. He instructed him. He kept him as the apple of his eye. As an eagle stirreth up her nest, fluttereth over her young, spreadeth abroad her wings, taketh them, bearing them on her wings. So the Lord alone did lead him, and there was no strange God with him. He made him to ride on the high places of the earth, that he might eat the increase of the fields, and he made him to suck honey out of the rock, and oil out of the flinty rock, butter of kine and milk of sheep, with fat of lambs and rams of the breed of Bashan, and goats with the fat of kidneys of wheat, and thou didst drink the pure blood of the grape. Praise God. What a blessed country Israel has been. Troubles, yes. Difficulties, yes. Even in our generation today, Israel is facing very many, many challenges. But there is a covenant that God has with his people. And I want to just preach for a little bit here tonight. And I hope that you will be in prayer while we are ministering the word, and that the word of God will find its mark in the right heart, and that it will change a direction tonight, because I believe that's what the Word of God does. I want to preach from the desert to the covenant. From the desert to the covenant. Lord, we thank you for the Word of God tonight. Thank you for these that are here. In Jesus' name, anoint the Word of God, and we thank you for it. Amen. Somebody said amen. Amen. You may be seated tonight. When we talk about a covenant here, and I think most of us understand what this means, but a covenant is an agreement between two parties. In this case that we are reading here tonight, it is an agreement between the Lord and his people. In your Bible, if you look closely at your Bible, you will have an Old Testament. And that word testament there simply means covenant. It is an old agreement that God had with Israel. And then you have the New Testament, which also is the covenant. And the old was glorious in many ways. And we can see from Moses, actually before Moses, all the way to Jesus Christ in the Old Testament, that there are many, many stories of miracles and divine intervention. And we can see that, as it says in Scripture, that the old covenant was glorious. Amen. No other people in the world, in the history of the world, can claim the things that Israel has been able to claim. They are the people of God. They were the people of God. And tonight we are the people of God because of the covenant. Amen. Because of what God laid out for us. And we were not born of the stock of Israel, most of us here tonight, and we were not born into royalty. We didn't get our name in the paper, except maybe for a speeding ticket or something. Well, praise the Lord. Amen. I know we're all perfect here tonight. We're here because we're perfect. But the reality of it is we've all come from the desert. Amen. And Ezekiel gives us a understanding of where Israel came from. Not only Israel, but you and I. This is a type and a shadow of the church. And Ezekiel 16 and verse 3, and say, thus saith the Lord unto Jerusalem, thy birth and thy nativity is of the land of Canaan. Thy father was an Amorite, and thy mother a Hittite. And as for thy nativity in the day that thou wast born, thy navel was not cut, neither wast thou washed with water to supple thee, and thou wast not salted at all, nor swaddled at all. None I pitied thee to do any of these things unto thee, to have compassion on thee, but thou wast cast into the open field to the loathing of thy person in the day that thou wast born. That's where they started. That's where we started. Spiritually, that's where all of us begin this journey with God. And it says, when I passed by thee, I saw thee, saw thee polluted in thine own blood. I said unto thee, when thou wast in thy blood, live. Yea, I said unto thee, when thou wast in thy blood, live. And I have caused thee to multiply as the bud of the field, and thou hast increased and waxen great, and thou art come to excellent ornaments. Thy breasts are fashioned, thine hair is grown where wast thou was naked and bare. And when I passed by thee and looked upon thee, behold, thy time was the time of love. And I spread my skirt over thee and covered thy nakedness. Yea, I swear unto thee and entered into a covenant with thee, saith the Lord God, and thou became mine. And you can read all the way down through verse 14. I won't take the time tonight, but he decked them out. And this is a spiritual connotation here. He decked them out with jewels, and he decked them out with gold and all of those things. Those are spiritual blessings that God had put upon his people and what God has put upon us here tonight. Praise the Lord. And this is Israel spiritually, and it is you and I as well. Our time tonight is the time of love. Praise God. Amen. Our time tonight is the time of love. The Bible says that God is love, and we can see the power of love when we understand the desert place that we came from. Praise the Lord. And he said, when I passed by thee and looked upon thee, behold, thy time was the time of love. And I spread my skirt over thee. Thank God, he spread his skirt over them and covered their nakedness. Amen. I'm telling you, I get excited when I begin to talk about the simple things of the Word of God. The Bible says when we were baptized into Jesus Christ, we put on Christ. Amen. All of us are going to stand before God someday, and we will stand before him naked and open, amen, as the scripture says. And the only thing that will save us is our covering, amen. Our sins will be covered by the blood of Jesus Christ and the grace of God. Somebody said hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank God for salvation tonight. We repented of our sins, and we were baptized. We put on Jesus Christ. Our sins were remitted or washed away in water baptism. And then what a glorious time it was when God filled us with the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Anybody got the Holy Ghost here tonight? Amen. Is anybody here tonight that the Holy Ghost has you? Praise God. We need to be full to overflowing with the power of God when we understand where we have come from and we understand where we are tonight. If we understand where we have come from and where we are tonight, then and only then will we be able to see where we are going. Amen. And when you look at it in this world, and those of you that have been out into the world, we understand this, that the world is filled with smiles, but behind the scenes there's not smiles. There's loneliness, there's weeping, there's all of those things that go on. Amen. The world is having a big party, But I'm telling you what, there's an underlying thing that goes along with the party, and it is destructive. Amen. It is the wilderness. It is the desert. Amen. And if someone is in the desert tonight in your life, I'm preaching to those of us that are here as well. But if you're in a desert in your life, I want you to know God wants to make a covenant with you. Amen. Well, praise the Lord. God wants to make a covenant with you. And if you've already started out with the Lord, He wants to reestablish that covenant once more. Amen. He gave us a covenant that includes salvation. He gave us a covenant that includes divine healing. Amen. He gave us a covenant that is joy. Amen. Rivers of living water that we can tap into and have help in time of need. And so the time of Israel was the time of love. Amen. And He said, when I passed by thee, thy time was the time of love. I covered thy nakedness and swear unto thee. And by the way, tonight, when God swears something, He can't go back on it. Right. Amen. Because God cannot lie. That's one thing that God cannot do, and that is to lie. Amen. But He swear unto thee, swear unto Israel. And I believe tonight that the covenant that God has put us under, He swear His part of the covenant. Amen. And entered into a covenant with thee, and thou becamest mine. Amen. We need to just be excited tonight of the possibility of belonging to the Lord God. Amen. That means that whatever comes our way, there is a covenant, there is a promise, there is a swearing. Amen. And Scripture says when He could swear by no greater, He swear by Himself. Amen. He put His own name upon it, upon the new covenant. And when we enter into that new covenant, He puts His name upon us. Praise God. The name of Jesus in water baptism. I'm thankful tonight that when I got baptized in the name of Jesus for the remission of sins. It's more than just salvation, my friend. It's a covenant that we are engaged in. And God swore that He would always uphold His side of the covenant. And we look at the Old Testament tonight, and we can go all the way from the very beginning, but from Abraham to Moses, and actually from Moses till Jesus Christ, Israel had a covenant that was literally glorious. And the Scripture says that the covenant that we have with Him is more glorious. Amen. It is more glorious than the old covenant. In the old covenant, they saw the mighty hand of God deliver them from Egypt. I don't know what that one was like, but it still is a story that is told to this day because it is true. The people of Israel passed through the Red Sea on dry ground. No other nation had seen anything like that. And the death angel passed over them. All of the Egyptians that followed after them were killed in the ocean that came down upon them. Amen. And they were completely destroyed, which is a beautiful picture of what the Lord wants to do in your life and in my life. Amen. Amen. Egypt represents sin, and every one of those Egyptian soldiers represents a different sin. And the Lord said, the Egyptians which you have seen, you shall never see them again forever. Praise God. This is not a 2 or 3 week experience, but this is an everlasting experience. Well, praise God. We ought to be excited about that and understand that God has a covenant for us. And they were given the law at Mount Sinai, and it was the law that gave them order. Praise God. It was the law at Sinai that gave them order, And that order prepared them for the blessings that were going to come to them. When you're living in the desert, there's no order. Amen. When you're spiritually walking in the desert places, and I'm going to look at that here in just a moment, but when you find the Lord, He gives you order in your life. And that order comes from the Word of God. The order is established when we begin with Him, and as we walk with Him, that order is there in place as well. Amen. It's not just for the beginning, but it's for the entire journey with God. Somebody said amen.
Amen.
Amen. He prepared a way for them to be blessed. And then the scripture says, as they wandered in the wilderness, that they received bread from heaven and water from the rock. Amen. And who knows, maybe even some honey from the rock. I don't know. But they received that. I began to look at it. And every person in Israel was to take an omer of manna every day. And I looked that up, and it's got a lot of different things that it talks about. But to put that into perspective, an omer is roughly 1 gallon, one of our gallons. So when you think about a gallon jug, that's about how much per person. And there was more than enough. And the Bible says, according to their eatings, they can take more or they can take less. Amen. So if it was a teenager, he could take 2 gallons. Amen. Well, praise the Lord. If it was a hard-working, big, brawly man, he could take 2 gallons. Or maybe they had some sort of a contest to see who could eat so much. But I looked at it. If everyone just took 1 gallon on a daily basis, and of course there were 2 to 4 million of the Jews, probably closer to 4 million, that would be 4 million gallons of manna every day. 4 million gallons. And we were coming back today from lunch, and we passed by the tank farm that's over there by the refinery, those big round tanks, big tall round tanks. And if I'm right about this, and I hope that I am, each one of those are 1 million gallons. When I worked at the refinery, they said it was 1 million gallons, and I think that would apply to all of them. And so they picked up off of the ground 4 million gallons of bread every single day. Amen. You talk about a bakery oven that's going on in heaven. I'm telling you what, it was busy for 40 years, 4 million per day. And they couldn't gather it on the Sabbath day. And so on Friday, which was the day before the Sabbath, they gathered 8 million gallons. Amen. And it was to hold them over for the next day. And that took place every Friday. And so I figured it out, and it would be 10,200,000,000. And so if each one of those tanks were filled with 1 million gallons, that would be 10,200 of them in one place. Amen. Filled up with manna for the year. I'm telling you what, God did a wonderful thing for them. And in 40 years, it equaled a little over 4 trillion gallons in 40 years. Amen. Water from the rock. I have no idea how many gallons of water are needed every day for a family of 5 or 6 or 8 or however many. But the water came out of that rock. It ran as rivers in the wilderness. And it fed them the water that they needed. When they needed quail or meat, the Bible says that God brought the quail upon them, and it was some 2 to 3 feet deep upon the ground, quail that deep, and it was some 50 miles in diameter. Amen. I'm telling you, we serve an awesome God tonight, and He took us from bondage and brought us to a place of fortune. Amen. Brought us to a place where we could go toward a promised land in which we had a future in our own hands and where God could bless us. Amen. We serve a mighty God tonight. And you know why? Because we serve a God of covenants. We serve a God of covenants. And Scripture says that His portion is His people. Just get a hold of it tonight. Just a little bit of what that's actually saying. His portion. Amen. This is the thing that He wants from the earth more than anything. He's not interested in getting a big herd of cattle. He's not interested in the gold or the silver or any of that, but His portion is His people. Amen. I want to bring that down to you as an individual. God wants to make you His portion. Amen. And bless you really good. Praise God. And from time to time, we've got to take stock of this. And if you've never taken stock of this before, I want you to consider this tonight, that God wants to enter into a covenant with you. Amen. It's no longer that we are on our own, but He said, I covered you and all of those things. And then He said, you became mine. Amen. I'll tell you what, we ought to have a smile on our face every day. Praise God, even through the trials and tribulations. We need to go back to where we were when God delivered us from that horrible desert, amen, and brought us into a covenant with Him. Amen. Amen. And this is where we came from. The Bible says, we read it already, He found him in a desert land and in the waste, howling wilderness. He led him about, He instructed him, He kept him as the apple of His eye. And I looked in the commentaries, and the reference to a desert land here was a common term in that part of the world, which denotes a land that is barren and filled with wild beasts. Amen. It's barren and it's filled with wild beasts. And we know that in that part of the world, there are lions, there are bears, there are the animals, the beasts of the field. And so when you think about before we came to God, or you think about where you might be tonight, I'm telling you what, sin will take you to a desert that is filled with wild beasts. Amen. And they're not interested in your future. They're only interested in feeding their own lusts. Amen. Amen. If you look at some of the beasts in Africa and see them take down a zebra, and the zebra is still alive, and while it's alive, they begin to gather around and they begin to eat that animal while it is still alive. Those are beasts, amen. You can't reckon with them. You can't talk to them. You can't say, let's be friends. No, you can't do that. Somebody tried to do that with the brown bear. And after a while, him and his girlfriend, they weren't responding to any calls. They were out in the wilderness of Alaska. And they went to where they were. And all they found was their carcasses. Amen. Because what they were trying to do was make a friend with a beast. Amen. And you can't make a friend with a beast. You have to understand that God gave us power over the beasts of the field. Praise God. And I'm talking spiritually here tonight. Amen. Drugs will never bless your life. It will destroy your life. Amen. Illicit relationships will not bless your life. It will destroy your life. That's right. Amen. The only thing that will bless us is the kingdom of God. Thank God for the kingdom of God where there is a covenant. David saw some horrible places that he came from in Psalm chapter 40 in verse 1, 2, and 3. And this is a psalm to the chief musician, a psalm of David. I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined unto me and heard my cry. He brought me up also out of a horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock, and established my goings. And he hath put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. Many shall see it in fear, and shall trust in the Lord. Amen. David understood that he came out of a horrible pit, the miry clay. That's the sticky clay. And you get down into a clay pit where there is miry clay, you might get yourself into a position where you'll never get out of that place. And there are many today, maybe even those that are hearing me tonight, that are in the pit of sin, and it'll stick to you, it'll drag you down further, and you'll never get out of that pit. Amen. But if you do a little bit of study into this, it is the miry clay that was desired by the potters. It was the miry clay that was the quality clay. It was a horrible pit. It was where they dug it out. Amen. They didn't go to the tops of the mountains. They didn't go to the palaces for vessels of honor. They went to the pit. Amen. They went to the pit of miry clay. And if we ever forget where God brought us from, we're in trouble. Amen. If we don't ever seek after him and let him pull us out of that pit, we're in trouble. Amen. I'm glad for where I was, and then I came to where I am tonight. Amen. I'm not where I should be, but thank God I'm not where I was. Praise the Lord. And not only did he take us out of that pit, and does he want to take everybody that's in this world out of the pit of sin, but David said he put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. Amen. A new song. Not that old song, not the old songs. I remember in my younger years, after Mom and Dad passed away, I remember that my foundation was taken from me, and I didn't know where I was at. I didn't know which way to go, and I found myself going to the bar room. I found myself drinking until I got drunk, and I remember the jukebox. Some of you probably don't know what that is. Thank the Lord. Amen. But they used to have those in Dairy Queen and Dairy King and those different places. And you put a quarter in or a dime or whatever it was, and you push the button and it'll play that song for you. And I remember those old whiny songs, amen, of despair and gloom and heartache and loss and all of those things. And I would play those songs because that was the old song of the world. But thank God I don't go to those jukeboxes anymore. Amen. Thank God I don't sing those songs anymore, but he put a new song in my mouth. Amen. A new song of praise. Hallelujah. Amen. And thankful for the songs of the church. Amen. God wants to put a new song in somebody's mouth. It's not about what I want to do, but it's about his will for my life and his foundation in my life. In Isaiah chapter 12 and verse 1, "And in that day thou shalt say, O Lord, I will praise thee, though thou wast angry with me." Amen. That's what's in the desert. That's where we came from. We came from the anger of the Lord. "Thine anger is turned away. Praise God, and thou comfortest me." I can just picture the anger of God and those that stumble in the darkness. But the Lord would come, and the time of Israel was love, and the time for you and I was love, and he turned his anger away from us when we came to him, and now he is our comforter. Praise God. Now he is our comforter. our Comforter in the Holy Ghost. Behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid, for the Lord Jehovah is my strength and my song. He also has become my salvation. Therefore, with joy shall you draw water out of the wells of salvation. Amen. You're not going to draw off of the tap, amen, of Coors or whatever else it is, and find joy. The only thing that is going to give you joy is a covenant with God. Amen. A covenant. He is a God of covenants tonight. And it says, I will trust. Somebody said, trust. I will trust and not be afraid. There shouldn't be anything that we are afraid of because God is with us. He has made a covenant with us. Amen. And when we walk by faith, He meets us at our point of faith and our point of need, and He will help us. How many has ever been delivered from something by the Lord? Yeah, before you came to God. But how about after you came to God? You know, we've got hands that are lifted here tonight because of a covenant that God swore to us. Jesus spoke of this covenant in John chapter 7 and verse 37. In the last day, that great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried, saying, If any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. He that believeth on me, as the scripture hath said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. There's that water that comes from the rock, Jesus Christ. And this spake he of the Spirit, which they that believe on him should receive. For the Holy Ghost was not yet given, because that Jesus was not yet glorified. Amen. And the day came for Israel when manna came down from heaven. They thought they were going to die of thirst. And God gave them water. He gave them food to eat. He provided their needs. Amen. But without God, you're going to die in the wilderness. Amen. There's nothing that will sustain you in the desert. You might make it a little ways, but I'm telling you tonight, there is no future in the desert. Amen. 1 Corinthians 10 and verse 1. Moreover, brethren, I would not that you should be ignorant how that all our fathers were under the cloud, and all passed through the sea, and all were baptized unto Moses in the cloud and in the sea, and did all eat that spiritual meat, and did all drink the spiritual drink, for they drank of that spiritual rock that followed them, and that rock was Christ. Praise God! What we have tonight is a rock that's here, and it's flowing with water. We shouldn't leave here thirsty. Amen. And the bread that came down from heaven, Jesus said, I am the bread that came down from heaven. Amen. And He is our bread tonight. We shouldn't leave hungry because there's more than enough. If you're a big eater, there's enough for you here tonight. Amen. If you're just a picky eater, there's something for you as well. Praise God. But the message is the same for each of us. Amen. And this came from prophecy. And in Acts chapter 2, verse 1, it became fulfilled in the new covenant. And this was and is the new covenant for mankind today. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as of fire, and it sat upon each of them, and they were all, everybody said all, they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues, as the Spirit gave them utterance. Praise God. This is the Spirit that Jesus was talking about in John chapter 7. Amen. That it was poured out on the day of Pentecost. And from then until now, God is still pouring out that Spirit. Not only is it the Spirit of the Lord, but it is the covenant. Amen. It is a covenant that we have entered in with God, and He will take care of His part as long as we take care of our part.
Amen.
Well, praise the Lord. When you give, He said, I'll bless you back more and abundantly. If you give, I will give back to you, pressed down, heaped up, shaken together, and running over. And the greatest thing that we can give to God is our life. Amen. And when you give to God your life, He begins to pour out the Spirit of God, and there are rivers of living water. If you're disturbed tonight, there's a river for that. If you're sick tonight, there is a river for that. Amen. If you are in financial distress tonight, there is a river for that. Amen. There is a foundation. There is something that you can stand on from the Word of God that will give you order in your life. Amen. If you're having relationship problems, there is a river for that. Amen. And it's through the Spirit of the Lord, but it is also through the Word of God. I'm going to finish tonight with Isaiah chapter 61 and verse 1. This is where Isaiah was prophesying about Jesus Christ, and it was fulfilled in one of the synagogues. And it says this, Isaiah 61 and verse 1. Amen. He said, the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord hath anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He hath sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to them that are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord, and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all that mourn, to appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give unto them. Now here's the beautiful exchange that we make with God in the desert. To give unto them beauty for ashes. Everybody said beauty.
Beauty.
Bring your ashes to God, and He'll turn it into something beautiful. The oil of joy. Everybody said joy.
Joy.
The oil of joy for mourning. So bring your sadness. Bring your mourning unto the Lord. And the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. Everybody said praise. A garment of praise, not just something that comes out of your mouth, but we're clothed with praise. With our heart, with our mind, with our soul, with our strength, we are covered with praise unto God. And in order to give that, to receive that, we must exchange our heaviness, or a spirit of heaviness, that they might be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that He might be glorified. And Jesus told the people of His day, this day is this scripture fulfilled in your ears. Praise God. The Lord wants to fulfill the scripture in your life tonight. Can we stand together? And wherever you're walking and whatever road of life you're on, amen. In the book of Acts chapter 2, the Bible says that Peter began to preach, much like what I've been preaching here tonight. And when they heard the word of God, they were convicted in their hearts, and they said to Peter and to the rest of the apostles, men and brethren, what shall we do? And that's a great question. It's a great place to be when you don't know what to do, but you see that God has a direction for your life. Peter said unto them, repent, which simply means to turn around and walk away from sin and do the best you can to walk with God. Amen. It is a place of death where we are crucified with Him. He said, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ. Praise God. We die in repentance. We are buried with Him in the waters of baptism, and then the exciting part is the resurrection, and He said, you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Praise God. It's for you, it's for your children, It's for those that are afar off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. Did you know God will fill someone here tonight with the Holy Ghost? It doesn't matter how old you are. It doesn't matter how young you are. He said this promise. It's a covenant tonight. It's a promise. And God doesn't go back on His promises. They are yea and amen to the glory of God. And if you're here tonight and you want the Holy Ghost, why don't you just come right now? Amen. He'll push back the coronavirus. And He'll open up a door of salvation in your life. Because without Him, we can do nothing. But the Bible says, I can do all things through Christ that strengtheneth me. I want the will of God. How many wants the will of God tonight? Sing. Let's sing a chorus tonight, Abigail. He's the way tonight. Come on, let's lift our hands. Give your life to God tonight. You'll never regret it. Doesn't matter how old you are or how young you are. Give your life to God.